Welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, December 21st, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway Star's James Marino.
James, normally we do a little banter here, but I figure our first story is a somber one, so we might as well just go ahead and get into it.
Yeah, Tony Award winner Dick Latessa passed away.
Yeah, last night we started hearing about the sad news that Tony winner Dick Latessa had passed away. He was a veteran of 18 Broadway shows over multiple decades, and Latessa won a Tony for his most memorable performance as Wilbur Turnblad in the original Broadway production of Hairspray. He was also a member of the original Broadway casts of Stephen Sondheim's Follies, Neil Simon's Brighton Beach Memoirs, the much-beloved but ill-fated Rags, as well as the Will Rogers Follies and more. He was also featured prominently in the Broadway revivals of Damn Yankees as the Washington Senators manager Van Buren and his Dr. Dreyfus in Promises, Promises. He last appeared on Broadway in 2012 in the Vineyard Theater's Transfer of the Lions. Dick Latessa was 87 years old. James, as news of Dick's passing began circulating, dozens of Broadway stars, if not more, took to social media to share their memories of the man, including nearly everyone from the original cast of Hairspray. We'll have a link to kind of an article that wraps up some of those remembrances in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com. But he really seemed like somebody who was beloved by pretty much everybody that he came in contact with. A lot of times when people pass away, we want to honor them, even if they weren't close to us. But it seems like the people who were really close to Dick Latessa just absolutely loved him. Do you have any fond memories? Did you ever interview him? Obviously, you've seen him. But did you have any specific memories of him, either on stage or off?
What I really remember the most about Dick is that he truly was one of those people that could be called the mayor of Broadway. Made everybody felt welcome when you were at an event that he was at, and he always had time for everyone. It's just a tremendous talent matched by a huge heart. Will be immensely missed, and lots of people in mourning about this as well.
Yeah, I was really moved by some of them, from Laura Bell Bundy to Harvey Fierstein and a lot of those original Hairspray cast members. And Laura Bell said when she first started doing the workshops of Hairspray, she was 19, and Dick was really kind of a father figure to her and showed her what it meant to be a professional actor on Broadway. Obviously, she'd been acting since she was a child, but he meant a lot to her. And she said they did over 500 performances together of Hairspray, and she was really really moved by everything he meant to her, as a lot of other people were. So to everybody who either loved Dick Latessa from afar or knew him personally, our thoughts are with you and with all of his family and fans as well.
Okay, next up, Broadway HD is to live stream Holiday Inn next month.
Yeah, James, yesterday was a very Bryce Pinkham-centric day for me, as the morning brought two really fun announcements, this one, and we'll talk about the other one shortly. And then in the afternoon, I spoke to Bryce for about 25 minutes about his role on the second season of PBS's Civil War medical drama Mercy Street, in addition to all of the stuff he has done on stage and in other screen projects as well. We might have that audio for you at some point over the holidays, so stay tuned with that. Anyway, the first bit of Bryce news we got was that following the success of She Loves Me, Broadway HD announced yesterday that they would be live streaming the Roundabout Theater Company's Broadway production of Holiday Inn, the new Irving Berlin musical, on January 14th at 8 p.m. Broadway HD offers monthly and annual subscriptions, but as of now, it does not appear that they have an option just to purchase the Holiday Inn live stream, as they did for She Loves Me. I hope they do, because I don't know that I will purchase a monthly or annual subscription otherwise. But James, we both had a few reservations about the She Loves Me live stream, and then I was blown away at the quality difference from when it was live streamed to when it was screened in the movie theaters a few months later. So I'm hoping that they learned some of those things from that first ever Broadway live stream and will improve the quality for Holiday Inn, because I think they are really on to something special with this.
Yes, this is really, really welcome news, and I'm looking forward to it. Insofar as it not being a la carte, I think that they're probably testing all sorts of different business models here, but I don't know, Holiday Inn sort of is not, we've talked about before, it's not a, and not really a Christmas show, but to stream it in January, it's not a, you know, a big name thing. It's got, doesn't have the cachet of being the first time that they're doing that. So I hope that it goes well from them from a business standpoint as well as the artistic side.
Yeah, one of the things that when I talked with Bryce about this is he said he's really kind of, he's excited about this, but he's unsure about the best way to do this. He's worried about streaming and video and all that stuff, how that will impact the immediacy of live theater. But he's really excited to see how this works. And as we kind of talked about, the fact that this is a limited run, and I don't have the date off the top of my head, but it's closing, I mean, maybe the day after this, or very closely or very soon after, that it makes a little more sense, since it's not going to be, people aren't going to not buy tickets because of it. But it's interesting. I think that there will be a lot of trial and error with these things from Broadway HD, or if anybody else gets into this game in the New York theater scene as well. But you're right. I hope they try some things, figure out what works, and then kind of refine and move ahead, whether that's different camera techniques, whether it's different quality, whether it's different streaming options, different packages to purchase. I hope they figure it out, because I think it, if it's done right, it could be a boon for everybody in the theater community.
Absolutely. All right. Next up, the critics weigh in on the Out of Town Amelie at the Amundsen.
Yeah, this is a show that we know will be coming to Broadway in April, or it'll actually start performances in March at the Walter Kerr Theater before an opening on April 3rd. It runs at the Amundsen Center from the Center Theater Group through January 15th of 2017 before taking off a month or so or two before coming to Broadway. It is based on the 2001 French film of the same name and stars Philippa Sue and is directed by Tony Award winner Pam McKinnon. For the most part, James, the reviews were pretty good. In fact, I would say some even bordered on raves. Jordan Reif of The Hollywood Reporter said of the show's changes since last year's Berkeley Rep run, which starred Les Mis star Samantha Barks in the role that Philippa Sue now plays. He says, the result is a lovingly crafted confection, impressive in its execution and endearing in its simplicity. Speaking of star Philippa Sue, he wrote, carrying a show on her shoulders for the first time, she delivers with a requisite charm that is sweet but never saccharine. Charles McNulty of the Los Angeles Times wrote, the music, which is nearly continuous, provides a magic carpet of orchestral strings upon which the production floats at will. And every time Sue opens her mouth to sing, the stars of Paris's night sky shine brighter. Despite these lovely notices, Entertainment Weekly's Mark Snedeker had a slightly different take, writing, quote, Sue plays the role created with effortless whimsy by Audrey Tautou, and though the show collectively adds up to a wondrous little bauble of innocuous magic, its individual pieces could use a little polish before Amelie's Broadway dream is realized in April. As a blanket issue with both Sue's portrayal and director Sam McKinnon's take on the tale, Amelie herself doesn't register as particularly quirky or endearing. She's more aloof and disconcerting. He continued, composer Daniel Massey and co-lyricist Nathan Tyson have crafted a mostly sung-through show that sounds perfectly pleasant but lacks layers and memorable melodies. That's how Amelie operates overall. Sweet and silly, but safe. Snedeker gives the show a B. James, out-of-town reviews tend to be pretty much universally more favorable than those a show generally gets when it transfers to Broadway. So given that and the less than enthusiastic review from EW, I would say that it seems that there's still room for improvement with this one before it sets up shop at the Walter Kerr in March.
And people will tell you that's why they're out of town. So,
absolutely.
You know, I remember speaking with some folks about this show that was out of town, and it had all the makings of being a big hit, but it was just a disaster out of town. And they swore to me up, down, and sideways that Wicked will open and close very quickly.
Well, that's true. It was a terrible show. Michael Riedel, I remember he wrote how he did not like it at all. And if Michael Riedel doesn't like it, that's a curse that no show can overcome.
Okay, let's move on to the show and casting news.
Yeah, yesterday, St. Anne's Warehouse announced that they would again be teaming up with their London warehousing brethren from the Donmar, this time to introduce American audiences to director Phyllida Lloyd's immensely celebrated all-female staging of Shakespeare's The Tempest from January 13th through February 19th of 2017. The production is the third and final work in a trilogy of Shakespeare plays Lloyd has set against the backdrop of a women's prison, with the brilliant Shakespearean actor Harriet Walter leading the cast. St. Anne's Warehouse presented the first two parts of the trilogy, Julius Caesar and Henry IV, to widespread acclaim in 2013 and 15, respectively. The Tempest comes to St. Anne's direct from London, where the Donmar is offering both The Tempest and the full trilogy in a purpose-built temporary theater at King's Cross that mirrors the stage at St. Anne's Warehouse. That's pretty cool. James, I think you, did you see one of these or both of these? Have you seen these yet? The previous ones? No, you didn't. Okay. I was talking to somebody fairly recently that saw the other ones. It must have been somebody else that I talked to about theater on a daily basis. All right. Moving on. Also yesterday, the Manhattan Concert Productions announced another cast member for their concert performance of the Tony Award-winning musical Crazy for You. The show's original leading man, Harry Groener, will return to Crazy for You in the role of Bella Zangler at David Geffen Hall from Lincoln Center on February 19th, 2017 at 8 p.m. Groener, whose original portrayal of Bobby Child earned him a Tony nomination, returns to Crazy for You 25 years to the day from its opening night on Broadway. As we mentioned last week, Laura Osnes and Tony Yazbek will be leading this concert. And speaking of returns, in the other Bryce Pinkham news of the day, the Lyric Opera of Chicago announced that original Sibella from the Broadway production of A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, Lisa O'Hare, would be playing Eliza Doolittle in their production of My Fair Lady next spring, and that joining her is Freddie Eynsford Hill would be none other than Bryce Pinkham. Playing Henry Higgins will be stage and screen star Richard E. Grant, who has a supporting role in the film Jackie that I saw on Monday night. I can't remember. But yeah, on Monday night. My Fair Lady runs April 28th through May 21st of 2017 at Lyric Civic Opera House, and tickets are now on sale.
All right, next up, Good Morning America to celebrate Andrew Lloyd Webber tomorrow.
Yeah, because clearly nobody celebrates Andrew Lloyd Webber enough. ABC's Good Morning America is going to do a whole show that's going to be considered a takeover, a GMA takeover. It'll feature an interview with Andrew Lloyd Webber direct from the Phantom's lair at Her Majesty's Theatre in London. It'll have several mini performances and will be capped off with a unique mashup performance of You're in the Band, featuring cast members from the smash hit Broadway musicals The Phantom of the Opera, Cats, and School of Rock, obviously all written by Andrew Lloyd Webber. As we talked about when Sunset Boulevard opens in February, Lloyd Webber will become the only Broadway composer to have four shows on Broadway at the same time other than Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. The Good Morning America takeover will be hosted by meteorologist Ginger Z. I don't watch Good Morning America, so I have no idea who she is, but it'll take place on Thursday, December 22nd between the 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern time hour. So I'm happy for Andrew. It's about time that somebody notices who he is and gives him the recognition that he's been robbed of throughout his entire five-decade career.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I was really hoping maybe that this headline meant that George Stephanopoulos and Sam Champion would be able to do some of their best numbers from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, Robin Roberts could come in and do something too. I love me some Robin Roberts. She was in Pitch Perfect too. She was had a cameo in Pitch Perfect too. So we know she sings at least a little bit on screen. So who knows? Maybe we'll see some guest appearances by ABC newsmakers.
All right. Next up, From Broadway with Love DVD Blu-ray set is now available.
Yeah, this is something, James, that we've talked about quite a bit over the second half of 2016 from after the June 12th attacks down here in Central Florida. If you remember, back in July, a whole host of Broadway stars came down to Orlando and did a concert at the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts. At the time, I got to interview a lot of them backstage before they went on. But what they did was, and we had talked about this before, is that Broadway Records, who produced the original single, What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love, they videotaped the entire concert. And it is now on sale in both Blu-ray and DVD form, and they are selling it in conjunction with a CD of the concert as well. There is pretty much every Broadway star you can think of. Darren Criss, Cheetah Rivera, Norbert Leo Butts, Kelly O'Hara, Brian Stokes Mitchell, Carmen Cusack, Andrea McArdle, Lilla Crawford, Priscilla Lopez, Lilias White, Liz Calloway, Josh Henry, Keala Settle, Anika Larsson, and many, many more. Seth Radetzky kind of was one of the organizers of it. It's really a remarkable thing, and it is available now. And being down here in Central Florida, I wanted to make sure that we got this information out to people. We'll have a link to where you can order this DVD / Blu-ray CD combo. It ranges from either $29.95 to $34.95, depending on if you get the Blu-ray or DVD, or the Blu-ray or DVD, or you can get it for $20 if you do the digital download. But this is something that's really special. All the proceeds go to various charities and things down here in Central Florida. So if you're looking for a last minute Christmas gift, I don't exactly know how the shipping times work, but I'm sure you can take a little print out a picture of the album cover designed by our friend Robbie Rizel and put it in a box if it doesn't get there in time.
Put Robbie Rizel in a box? Nobody puts Robbie in the corner.
I don't know what he does for fun, but no, if you can't get the DVD or CD in time, you can take a picture of his beautiful album cover that I'm looking at right now, print it off and put it in a box and say it'll be here soon. But this is a great gift that also, does some good as well. And that's kind of what the holidays are really all about.
Or a gift certificate for the digital download or something like that. I think Broadway Records sells gift certificates as well. I'm not positive about that. I think so. And so if somebody doesn't get me that, I know that one of our listeners, Kerr Lockhart, is getting me a Kelly O'Hara doll for Christmas. So if that doesn't come through, I can get this video.
A Kelly O'Hara doll? What do I want to know? Type of doll?
I don't know. I just know it's a Kelly O'Hara doll. That's all I know. I can't wait until Sunday morning. We'll see what happens.
I'm a little concerned depending on what type of doll you're getting. Anyway, we should probably get out of here.
All right. Why don't you get us out of here?
All right. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Video, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play.
And my name is James Marino from BroadwayVideo.com and BroadwayStars.com. It's hump day. But it doesn't feel like it's almost a Friday. So hopefully we will have some stuff from us in the queue in the next couple of days. But so please come back and check us out. And if we don't speak with you, Merry Christmas.
And Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, yeah. And all the other stuff, too.